With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is helping lead the charge for conservative Republicans opposed to the Senate border compromise.
At a party luncheon on Wednesday, Cruz told fellow Republicans the bill has become a messaging tool for Democrats, quote, to number one, do nothing to actually secure the border, but number two, blame the chaos at the border on Republicans. Even for GOP leaders who had hoped to push the bill through, the writing is on the wall. An aide says top party leaders wanted to win the support of 25 to 30 GOP members, but now acknowledge privately they just don't have the votes. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending more troops to the southern border, offering a battalion of about 1,000 Florida National Guard soldiers to assist Texas with illegal immigration issues. The governor said he's also including the first ever deployment of Florida State Guard members. The soldiers will join the more than 90 officers from the Florida Highway Patrol, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose last week to the highest level in 11 weeks.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits climbed to 224,000 for the week ending January 27th, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. Overall, 1.9 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended January 20th. That's an increase of 70,000 from the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Boeing shareholders are suing the company after a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines flight midair. The lawsuit alleges Boeing misled investors about potential serious safety lapses. The class action suit is led by the Rhode Island Attorney General, who said Boeing betrayed the trust of Rhode Island pensioners and called on the manufacturer to be held accountable. This is SRN News. A man faces hate crime charges for attacking a statue of Satan.
Michael Cassidy didn't appreciate the display set up at the Iowa State Capitol building by members of the Satanic Temple during Christmas time, so he tore it down. Cassidy admits he did it, and his lawyers were expecting a variety of property damage charges. But Iowa prosecutors are charging the defendant with a hate crime on the grounds that he was motivated by his opposition to the worship of Satan, which is a religion under state law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire lawmakers are considering multiple bills that would ban boys from competing against girls in school sports. The Senate Education Committee held a public hearing this week on one measure, which would also forbid males from using female restrooms and locker rooms. New Hampshire's a blue state, but lawmakers are listening to the growing concerns of parents with kids in public schools. At least 20 states have approved some kind of ban on transgender athletes. This is SRN News. Stocks rebound after two straight days of losses.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street, gaining back most of the ground they lost a day earlier. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Thursday. The Dow added 369 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.3%. Big tech stocks led the way higher. Several technology heavyweights reported their results for the latest quarter after markets closed. Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Apple all posted profits that easily beat analyst estimates. Several reports during the day suggested that the economy remains solid, while pressures on inflation may be easing. The data could give the Federal Reserve more reason to deliver the cuts to interest rates that investors want. Seth Sutel, New York.
A man described as a pro-Hamas suicide bomber stormed a U.S.-owned factory in Turkey Thursday, took seven hostages. The factory was owned by Ohio-based Procter & Gamble, located near Istanbul. They were released around 8 hours later. More at SRNNews.com.